For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast. My name is C.T. McManus, and for the next little while, it is my job to take your mind off the craziness of the world out there and get it refocused in on some good old-fashioned rock and roll. Welcome, guys. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to episode 150. That's right, guys. This is episode 150. I cannot believe we're here. So we have a great show for you this evening. We will be talking to Michael Newsham from the Gloucester Music Festival that's happening this coming weekend. We're also going to be talking to the phenomenal vocalist for Steven Adler, Ari Kamin, man. Really excited to talk to him. He's been with that group for about 3 years now. A lot of good stuff happening with them, and really waiting to touch base. So real quick, a shout out for our sponsor, Rosenfeld Dental Associates. They're located at 1095 Inman Avenue in Edison, New Jersey. They're 5 minutes from Metro Park. You can find them at www.njsmile.com. Once again, that address is www.njsmile.com. Come rock your smile with the Rock Doc. David Rosenfeld, nominated one of New Jersey's top dentists for 2020. Discounts apply for Rock and Roll Union members. Tell them that CT sent you. Also, guys, our partners, Phoenix Custom Printing. If you're looking for upgrading your band merch to the T-shirts, to other things that are really needed, no matter what it is, man, it could be flags, it could be T-shirts, it could be beanie caps. Whatever you're looking for, this guy's got it. He is the soul printer of the Rock and Roll Union. That number is 410-206-2081. Once again, you can reach him at 410-206-2081, or you can drop him a line at phoenixcustominc@gmail.com. Tell him what you're looking for. He will hook you up with 25% off for all union members. Just make sure you mention my name or you mention Rock and Roll Union, and they'll take care of you. finally, our other partner, Brett Hunk Customs, the home of pick sticks and laminates, guys. Anything that you're looking for as far as custom merchandise is concerned, event posters, picks, laminates. If you have that special drummer in your life and you're looking to do a little something special for them, he does custom drumsticks as well. You can reach him. His phone number is 410-508-1233. Once again, that number is 410-508-1233. Make sure you tell him that CT or Rock and Roll Union sent you, and he will also give you 25% off all your custom needs. Guys, I got to tell you, last weekend was phenomenal. Man, we had so much fun. We went down to the Nail, checked out the Rat Rob, Babylon Shakes, Level I, and Instinct show. What a ball, man. And like I said, if you guys have been following along on the Facebook page, I said that the shows that I think would be the shows I would get out to are my suggested shows of the week. Our suggested show of the week coming up is the Gloucester Music Festival. Guys, let me tell you, there are so many amazing bands that are going to be at this thing. Really waiting to talk to Michael Newsham about it. He will be with us momentarily. We're going to go ahead and start the rocking a little bit. And you know what? We're going to go a little old school with our boys in Rat Rod. Let's see. They got that new album coming out, guys. They played 5 songs live Saturday night, man. Phenomenal. But play a little Rat Rod, and we'll get back to you in just a little bit. Don't go nowhere.
Mike's.
Yeah.
everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Since 2018, there's only been one program that brings you artists from around the world, both big and small, brings you the best in local talent, and hosts live events. Rock and Roll Union is all of that and more. With CT McManus, the lovely D, and new co-host Psycho Steve Preston, you're sure to get everything you need. So tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for your one-stop shop for all things rock and roll. Rock and Roll Union, music worth fighting for.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Resume.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast, guys. Before that, we did a double shot of Rat Rod, old one and a newer one, but still waiting on that new album. They're still contemplating what the title of that album may be. Really waiting to see where it takes us, man. Still, we're going to be joined by Michael Newsham of the Gloucester Music Festival momentarily. But until then, we're going to take a little gypsy road.
We'll be right back.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
That was Signal 13 with Dirty. Before that, you had Disciples of Verity with IMI. That is Corey Glover from Living Color's new outfit. Man, really waiting for that album to drop. Really excited to see what those guys have in store for all of us, man. Really, really exciting. So I got a little interesting story that I'd like to pick your brains about, guys. And if you want to give a call in and discuss this a little bit further. 914-338-1885 is the number. Once again, that's 914-338-1885. This past weekend, Slipknot and MGK both performed at Riot Fest, headlining the fourth and final day of the festival. And MGK took the opportunity to take pop shots at Corey and saying that before going into Tickets to My Downfall track, Jawbreaker, MGK took his shot at Slipknot and said, hey, you want to know what I'm really happy not doing? Being a 50-year-old wearing a weird mask on an effing stage. So this is, I'm pulling this off a Loudwire. So you have MGK taking shots at Slipknot, man. What do you guys think? Is it justified? Is this punk running his mouth? I'm here, like I said, the number is 914-338-1885. We could discuss this any way you want. And still waiting on Michael Newsham to give us a call. And until that happens, we're going to keep the rock going. Here is Doro, Blood, Sweat, and Rock and Roll.
Rock and roll.
That was the latest D. Snider with I Got a Rock Again. Little tidbit about D. Snider. He just put a tweeter out for us twits saying, sorry, I've been out of touch. I'm on an amazing vacation with Suzette Snider in Hawaii. Must be nice, right? Absolutely perfect, except for the 9 stitches in my foot. Hashtag story for another time. We got to wonder what he did to get those stitches in his feet, and hopefully it don't keep him out of rocking for too long, guys. So, man, much love to that band, man. Love those guys. Here is a little Castle Bravo with Devil on My Shoulder.
I've always wondered, what's the devil look like?
Well, of course, they're all manner of lesser imps and demons, Pete, but the great Satan himself is red and scaly with a bifurcated tail, and he carries a hayfork.
back then in New Orleans. By the smell of that full moon rise. Rest your mind on the money mix.
Dominic Fusca and Get Your Soul Right. Big shout out to my boy Michael Newsham. He wasn't able to make it. He got tied up with making things right for the Gloucester Music Festival this coming weekend. Once again, that is our featured, well, not featured, suggested song show of the week. Pulling it up so I can tell you a little bit of the highlights that I'm looking forward to so you guys can know what's on your plate once you show up there. I mean, they got Joni and Mike Mikovid from Black Cherry. They're going to be playing early, man. You got to get out there early. Show starts 10:30. Joni and Mick will be there at 11 o'clock. You got Band for a Day starting at 1. 99 Reasons is at 2. And then let me tell you something, guys. The end of this show, No Evil, in Us and Them, which I heard is a phenomenal young people's Pink Floyd tribute. Into the Psychedelic Elders, great friends of ours. Jazz saxophonist Ernie Waters will be on hand. And then the last two bands, guys, you do not want to miss it. 6:30 is the Flying Circus. And ending the whole show at 7:30 is Pure Petty. Guys, you do not want to miss this show. I'm telling you guys, if you really want to get out there and support, it'll be right on the Gloucester Music Front. All the details you'll be able to find out on the Rock and Roll Union page. You can also look up the Gloucester Music Festival, and I'll have all the details on there as well. Don't go anywhere, guys. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Ari Kamin, man, the lead vocalist for Steven Adler. Phenomenal vocalist if you have yet to meet him, so don't go nowhere. You do not want to miss it.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
This is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast. Guys, our next guest, I am so excited to bring him into the fold. Native of Buenos Aires, here's my boy, Ari. Come in. Ari, you with us, bro?
Hi, how are you, brother?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, man, thank you for being here. Had a couple quick questions that I wanted to ask you, and I know you've been with Steven for 3 years now, man. Time flies quick.
Yeah. yeah, I know.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit? I mean, I read up on the background, but I want to hear it from you. I want to hear, like, how this whole thing came into play. It's exciting in the way it happened for you.
Yeah, well, I live in Argentina, you know. I still live there. And I had my bands back in Argentina. I had two bands. One was a band where we played original material. And then I had another band where it was a Guns N' Roses tribute band. And Steven went to Argentina in 2016. He played with Guns N' Roses as a guest. And after the show with Guns N' Roses, he went to a club where I was playing with my band. And he chanted on stage, and we played a whole Appetite for Destruction with him.
Wow.
And it was so awesome. The people went crazy, you know.
Absolutely.
And 2 years later, I received a call. It was Steven saying, "Hey, man, do you want to join my band?" It was crazy.
Now, when you first joined up with Steven, I mean, you're used to probably playing smaller venues. Now you're playing a lot of bigger places. What, was there any nervousness, any kind of stage fright or anything that you dealt with?
I always tell people that for me, I get nervous if there's like 10 people. When we play for 1,000 people, it's like, it's my thing, you know? It's like, I'm happy. It's like, I can do whatever I want.
I hear you.
So a couple of weeks ago, we played Vegas, and there were like, I don't know, like 14,000 people.
Wow.
And it was huge. It was one of the biggest crowds they saw there in a long time.
Dude, I mean, I'm a big Guns N' Roses fan, as I'm sure as I know that you are, because you had the tribute. And like, how many did you have to learn anything different when you joined up with Steven? Was there anything that you didn't know?
No, I don't know. No, I don't think so.
You're used to playing it all.
Yeah, we played all the songs. I love those songs. It's, for me, it's like the soundtrack of my life.
Absolutely, I hear you there. Now, it wouldn't be me if I didn't ask you, do you have a favorite GNR tune?
Yeah, I think one of my favorites is My Michelle. I don't know. Yeah, the energy of that song is so amazing. And it was so great that I got to know the girl, you know, Michelle. And
really?
It was so cool for me. Yeah. She's
Can
a
you tell
really
us
nice
that
girl.
Story?
Yeah, it was, I think, when I first joined the band, one of our first concerts, and she was there, and someone introduced me to her, and we've been talking a lot, and we took a picture and everything, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
That's awesome. You hear this girl that you've heard about for years and years, you finally get to meet her. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever have any kind of interaction with Guns N' Roses, with the band themselves? Have you had any interaction with Axl or Duff or any of those guys?
No, never. No, just Steven.
Just Steven. And, I mean, I got to ask you, I saw recent videos of you guys playing Civil War. How much out of, like, the Use Your Illusion albums do you guys play?
Well, we play that song, then we play You Could Be Mine. And when we play with Steven in Argentina, when I met Steven for the first time, we play Back of Beach and Don't Cry. But here with this band, we never played those songs. Just Civil War and You Could Be Mine.
Now, I know that you have a kick-ass band. Could you tell us a little bit about the rest of the members that are with you in that band?
Oh, yeah. Well, now Todd Cairns is playing with us, and it's amazing. That guy has the sound of I don't know, it's like the way he plays and the charisma he has. It's such an amazing guy, and I love playing with him. And then we got AJ, our rhythm guitar player. He's from Vegas, and he's been playing. He's been on the scene since, I don't know, 30 years. And he also is a producer, and he works in a studio and everything. So he's a really cool guy. And then we got Michael. That is a beast. I love that guy. Our lead guitar player. He's been playing with Pastor Pussycat, Beautiful Creatures, and all those great bands. And such an amazing guy. Yeah. I love Michael.
Man, and well, the one thing that I'm trying to wrap my mind around is some of the vocals that you perform are just so out of this world. Now, are you trained? Were you trained before you joined this? Did you have any kind of professional training?
No, I think my training was being a singer for 15 years, you know? But I don't do anything special, you know? I don't even warm up or nothing like that. And yeah, it's crazy because everybody is like, really? You don't warm up or nothing? And I just try to be healthy, eat well, I don't drink or smoke before a show or nothing like that. And for me, it's like something natural, you know.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about, I mean, you grew up in Argentina, and obviously it's a hell of a lot different than it is here in the United States. Could you tell us a little bit what the music scene's like there, what's popular over there, and how Argentina is as far as rock music?
Yeah, well, in Argentina, things are not like here, as you said, because I think the main difference is here you get so many big cities with great venues and a lot of festivals, and you can really make a tour all around the U.S., you know. In Argentina, it's not like that. 3 or 4 big cities, and that's it.
So gotcha.
It's really hard to make a tour because you don't have places to play. And it's all concentrated in Buenos Aires. It's the big city of Argentina. And all the bands just play Buenos Aires and maybe 1 or 2 other cities. And it's like just that. So to make a career in Argentina is, I think it's harder than here. You gotta tour all other countries and try to, I don't know, you get so much competition because it's all concentrated in one city.
Gotcha.
But rock and roll is huge in Argentina. Yeah. People, when bands from here come to Buenos Aires, they can't believe the reaction of the audience. You know, it's like people go bananas.
Now, is there any thought that you give to why the difference? Why, like Argentina, like you just said, is really into their rock music. United States seems to be falling a little bit behind that with a lot of other kinds of music that seem to be taking the forefront right now. Any ideas or thoughts that you give to that? Any reason why you could see the difference?
I don't know. I don't think it's just Argentina. It's more something about South America, because Brazil is the same. They love rock and roll there. And I don't know why, but I know it's a thing. I really don't know why, but I think the way we live there. It's all
now,
about
let's
rock and roll.
Get into that a little bit. Now, coming up with growing up, were your parents supportive when you told them, "Hey, I want to be a rock singer"?
Yeah, they were supportive with me. I don't think they understand what I was trying to do, because they were never really into rock and roll, but they love me and they really support me.
Now, when did they first come out to like see you sing for the first time? Like, did it take a while to get them out for the first time?
I think I was like 18. And I was playing with one of my first bands, and it was a small club. There was like people there. And my father was with the video recorder shooting a video, so happy to see me.
That's awesome. Now, now you guys have been around the globe, man. You've played in some pretty remarkable places. Any favorite places that you like to play?
Let me see, favorite places. Well, we played a lot in Wisconsin, and people there always were amazing, you know. Well, everywhere, but Wisconsin is, I think it's a place I really love. I remember we played a festival called Rat Fest, and it was crazy. Thousands of people. It was amazing, and the reaction we had and everything, But it's always like that. I think that when you give love, you receive love, you know?
Absolutely.
And all the love we are receiving now, it's overwhelming.
Man, and as far as, you know, I wanted to ask you, working with Steven, has there ever been any thought to maybe doing some original music or music outside of the Guns N' Roses banner?
Yeah, well, now we are playing two songs from Back from the Dead album. It's a album Steven recorded in 2012.
Nice.
We are playing two songs from that album, and we were recording before the pandemic started, so we had to stop because of the pandemic. But now we are talking about that again, and we are really trying to make it happen. And we have like 20 songs, and I can't wait to record it, you know. it's like a dream being with Steven and having the opportunity to record with him. It will be amazing for me, you know.
Absolutely. Now, how has it been working with Steven? How hands-on is he with you guys? And, like, how close is the band as a unit? Do you guys hang out after the shows?
Yeah, for me, now, this band, I feel they are my brothers, you know? I love those guys. And Steven is such an amazing person. He's so nice to everyone, and he's really down on earth. He really gives everything to the fans. He'll be the last fan don't get the autograph or the picture. He's there taking pictures with everyone, and I feel like I've learned a lot playing with Steven, you know. I've learned a lot about the relationship with the fans and everything, and he's so grateful with the fans. And it's really amazing to see that guy interacting with the people and everything. And I love him.
Man, and so what's next on the plate for you guys? Are you guys have any dates opening up? I saw something in, I think it's Ohio that you guys are playing. October 2nd. Do you guys have any other dates aside from that?
Yeah, next weekend, Saturday, we are playing Pittsburgh, Kansas. It's a casino.
Nice.
I think it's called Kansas Crossing Casino, and it's going to be a good one. And then we have, Ohio, and before that, we have Detroit, Michigan.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah,
now,
October the 1st.
Now that it's getting a little bit cooler as we transition in the fall, do you like do you prefer indoor shows or outdoor shows?
For me, it's always fun to play outdoor shows. I love the the outdoor shows. But indoor shows are cool too. But if I have to choose, I will love to play always outdoor shows.
I hear you. So my last question for you, Ari, is aside from Guns N' Roses growing up, I read your bio on your website. You said that you grew up with posters on your wall of your heroes. Who were some of your other heroes aside from GNR?
Well, for me, Freddie Mercury is God. I love Queen, and I think he's the best singer ever. I love his music and everything. And then I really like Aerosmith. For me, Steven Tyler is another great singer. And Meat Loaf too.
That's my wife's favorite, man. I got to tell you, my wife, I took her to see Meat Loaf. I wasn't a big fan of Meat Loaf until I took my wife to the show, and he blew me away. I became a fan like instantly.
Yeah, so. I still have to listen, but Out of Hell, like one time a week.
Oh, yeah.
One or two times a week, I have to listen to that record. And I'm the kind of person that plays the whole record, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't pick a song or anything like that. I want to hear the full album.
You know, I think that's something that's missing from, like, music nowadays is we don't get those B-sides now unless you get an album. And a lot of bands are shying away from the albums now. So those hidden gems are, like, hard to come by.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. I love to go to a record store and spend hours trying to find a good record and seeing what's going on there. And when you find that album with the B-side or the single that has the other song, it's like magic.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, Eric, thank you so much for being with us tonight, brother. Thank you. Really hope to do this again, man. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure for me, too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Have a great rest of your week, man, and keep on rocking for us.
Okay, you too.
See you later.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
So that was Ari Kamin, man. Great guy. Really humble. And I'm telling you, you got to check out his vocals, man. You got to check out his vocals. He may be better than Axl was back in the day. He's just that phenomenal. So remember, suggested show of the week is the Gloucester Music Festival. Starts 10:30 out there on the river. You can find them online. And next week, we will be talking with We Are One. Boys of great friends of ours, man. Going back to the beginning of Rock and Roll Union, We Are One will be with us. We'll also be joined by Scotty Austin, formerly of Saving Abel. Now he's got his own solo stuff. Went back to his solo stuff. Really excited to talk to Scotty Austin as well. So, guys, make sure you get out there. Take care of the arts, man. Support rock and roll in every facet. And until next time, don't stop until we bring back rock and roll. Have a good week, guys.